Welcome to the Feminine Frequency Podcast. I'm your host, Amy, from Amy Natalie Co., spiritual teacher, mindset coach, and speaker. I'm here to remind you how to tap into your feminine frequency to elevate your relationships, attract more money, and feel confident in your body. Each week, I'll be sharing wisdom from guest experts and guided meditations, along with my favorite spiritual mindset techniques, so that you can access abundance, love, and manifest a life that is in alignment with your soul's true desires. Let's do this, sister. Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to the Feminine Frequency Podcast. I'm so grateful to have you here with me today for this guest episode with the lovely Sabi Kerr. In this episode, we talk all things increasing your capacity for pleasure. We talked about feminine embodiment and movement and as a method to come back home to your authentic self. We also talked about infusing pleasure and feminine energy into business. So you are in for a treat, and I'm going to introduce Sabi before we get started. So Sabi is a self-love coach, feminine embodiment guide, and leadership mentor. She guides women to feel deeply worthy, to connect to their bodies and soul mission, and live with purpose, passion, pleasure, and prosperity. Through one-on-one coaching, her podcast, Release Your Radiance, group programs, and workshops, Sabi's mission is to guide as many people as possible to step into their truest essence, find their voice, and forge their authentic path in life and business. Enjoy this episode, and as you're listening, if you are feeling inspired and empowered, I encourage you to take a screenshot and share it on your social media. You can tag me at Amy Natalie Co. Also, if you have not yet downloaded your free Empowered Feminine Morning Ritual, which is my 20-minute guided audio for you to start your day feeling empowered and embodied, then I invite you to scroll down in the show notes and click on the link so that you can download it and get started right away. Enjoy this conversation, and we'll see you on the other side. Hello, Sabi. Welcome to the Feminine Frequency.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, I was just saying, you look like a radiant goddess. You've been traveling and soaking in all of the yummy, delicious travel energy.
I'm in Mexico and just kind of loving being away and taking my work with me, loving that we got to meet in person finally after all these years.
We initially met because I found you somehow as a speaker for a summit that I did a few years back called the Confident Woman Series. And then really I've been following your work and staying connected. And then more recently, we discovered that we have some mutual friends. You live in the UK, I'm in the US, but the coaching world is somewhat small and intimate. So yeah, I've just felt so much alignment with the work that you do in the world and who you are. You'd be like the woman that you embody, the feminine leader that you embody. And so I'm really excited to have you on the show and to chat all things pleasure and business and embodiment today.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm super excited to be here as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'd love to kind of rewind back to your journey of specifically, I would say, around pleasure and embodiment and where you were in your life before you started to really infuse that into your business, infuse that into your relationships. Mm. Like who was Sabi before that?
Yeah, I love this question. I almost see like two parts of me, like the part that was always really connected and the part that was always that was disconnected. So from like a embodiment, like being in my body and moving my body, that's always something that's felt really good for me. So I've like danced since I was a child, and I it's interesting thinking back because, you know, I had no idea what the word embodiment meant or what self-love was or what spirituality was. Like, those terms I did not know, but like I felt it without having the language. I knew that when I move my body, when I dance, when I was just in the moment and letting my body guide me, I felt deeply alive. I felt like good. I felt like I want more of this. This is a space that I can come to feel really alive and me and safe and expressed. And so it was really, really beautiful having that outlet before I really was on the spiritual path. You know, it was just something that I knew that was for me and I felt really good doing. So that's always been there as something that I've kind of always returned to in my life, even before I got into coaching, before I was even on my kind of spiritual journey. And it's interesting because on the one half, I was quite connected to my body when it came to movement. But when it came to pleasure, especially pleasure sexually, there was definitely a disconnect for a while. Like I wasn't meeting my full potential, my full capacity of what it felt like to receive pleasure, of what was deeply possible for me in my body. And it was coming out of a long relationship and beginning my journey, my spiritual journey, going away, traveling, doing my first yoga teacher training, all very cliche. that was the catalyst for me beginning to explore my pleasure and my sensuality and my body in a whole new way. And it was like this beautiful union of like, oh, this is, there was part of me that's always been so connected. And now it gets to be even more deeply connected with this other part of me that's been hiding away a little bit.
Yeah. And I'm sure that many women can relate to that feeling of knowing that there is deeper pleasure. And I really see pleasure and aliveness as very connected. Mm. I mean, the feeling of pleasure is, you know, connected to how much sensitivity we have, right? Yeah. Pleasure is about the senses in the body. We feel pleasure through the body, and aliveness is something that we can also feel in our body. And so, yeah, I think that many women desire to feel alive, to feel radiant, to feel turned on. And many people are stuck in kind of the autopilot way of doing things, the masculine way of doing things, disembodied. So for women who have that similar desire, kind of like know in the background that there's more, that they could be receiving more pleasure, that they could be more alive. Let's talk about this journey of embodiment. Like, what does that look like for a woman to come back home to her body, to be in her body, and to be able to receive more pleasure?
Yeah. And I think one of the biggest parts of being open to receiving more is first to feel really deeply safe and held. You know, first feeling really safe in your own body, knowing that like you've got you, knowing that this is your home. It's quite hard to receive anything when you don't feel safe, because to be able to receive, there's a level of openness that needs to be there. And with that openness, there's like a level of surrender that's kind of required. And it's very, very hard to surrender when you're feeling unsafe or when you're closed or when you're pushing things away. So creating a level of safety in the body is a really beautiful way to start. And that can be as simple as finding a space every day to connect to your body, to be with your breath, to slow down enough to actually notice what it is you're feeling, the sensations that are actually present. You know, I like to do a short like sensation check-in meditation. Like, what sensations can I feel in my body in this moment? Like, what's moving through me? How might that link to the emotions that I'm feeling in this moment? So really slowing down enough to feel the subtleties of sensation in your body on a day-to-day level, are a really great place to start to bring more awareness to what's going on for you so that you have greater capacity to receive all of the good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned sensations. And I think another element to that is feelings. And I think a lot of reason why people don't feel alive and why they feel numbed out and disconnected is because there's so much of pushing away the feelings or numbing out or avoiding the feelings. And so yeah. I think it's very easy to look on Instagram and to see other women who are embracing their pleasure and thinking that it always feels so good all of the time. But really, if you're feeling the pleasure, you're also willing to be with the sensations in the body that don't feel good, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's just as important, which I don't think is talked about enough. Is there anything you want to share on that?
Yeah, I love that. It's like that duality, being able to hold both. And when you increase your capacity for pleasure, you increase your capacity to feel everything. You know, it's not only the good stuff that you feel, it's the stuff that feels more challenging too. But for me, that's the beauty of being alive. Whenever I'm in a really challenging space emotionally, and it's hard to do this when you're in the moment and when you feel like shit, but it's like a reminder of like, I'm feeling this because I'm so deeply connected to my aliveness right now. This pain that I'm moving through is a reminder that I'm living and I'm breathing and I'm alive, that I'm not numbing these things that feel challenging. And when you have a greater capacity to feel the challenges, like, you know, there is so much beauty right around the corner. And it's just remembering that in the moments of challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've talked about this a lot on the podcast of how, you know, as humans, we do experience so much contrast. And yeah. I think the more empowered you become around your emotions and the more familiar and intimate you become with your emotions, we start to realize that anytime we're in that place of depression or anxiety or grief, when we're in those deeper, heavier emotions, that on the other side of that, if we really let ourselves feel that there's an opening, there's an expansion, there's a rebirth on the other side. But when we're in it, it can feel really chaotic, really scary, really challenging. And the more that we can release, the more that we can surrender and move through it. I think, you know, the longer you're on this journey, you know, the more you develop that trust and faith that you will get to the other side, that this is the breakdown before the breakthrough or the contraction before the expansion. And it is a natural evolution of growth and a natural evolution of being a spiritual being, having this human experience, right?
100%. And it's like you begin to build a resilience to just the natural ebbs and flows of life. You know, mm-hmm. you're like, okay, I know an expansion is coming soon. It's almost like the lower you go, you know, the highs are going to be even greater when you come out of it.
You're like, there better be something fucking really good on the other side. I always say that. I was like, oh, this is really hard. I know there's something really, really good on the other side, but I can't see it yet.
Totally. Like you can't see it yet. And so it's finding, I think, the balance between not bypassing the hard stuff to like, oh, this is just here to teach me something, or oh, like, what's the lesson in this straight away? Like, when we do that, we're like, we're actually bypassing our feelings. Like, we get to be in the shit for a little bit. We get to feel upset. We get to feel angry. We get to feel pissed off. We get to feel all of those challenging emotions, and we get to be with that whilst at the same time, like, holding the vision of something better is coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so powerful. Yeah, I love that. The expression, the fullest expression of the feminine is not just, you know, oh, I'll think the positive and everything's always great, or I'll take the lesson from it. But it's like that rawness and that realness and that anger and the fire also, that warrior energy too, that is necessary for the breakthrough to happen.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So you mentioned beginning in order to open to receive more pleasure, we talked about creating safety, which I think really requires presence mm-hmm. with yourself and being with yourself. Like you said, slowing down, paying attention, noticing what's going on in your body. And then I know one of the tools and methods that both of us use in our practices is embodiment and using specifically movement and dance. So I'd love for you to share a little bit about how you infuse that into your work for yourself personally, as on your own growth journey. Like, how do you use your embodiment practice? And then also, you know, what you're seeing with your clients when they're infusing more pleasure, whether that's in their business or into their relationships.
Yeah. Yeah. And this has been such a kind of a beautiful natural evolution for me, because as I mentioned, I've danced since I was a child and just have known for a long time, way before I got into this work, that this was a place I can go to feel good, to feel like me again. And so it's always been, and I still have to remind myself of it, you know, even like if I'm moving through deep challenge or I'm not feeling good, I still have to remind myself, like, Sabi, you've got these tools that you can go to lift yourself back up when you're ready. And there is something about moving, whatever that means for you. Yeah, that could look like actual dancing. That could just look like sitting and breathing and moving a tiny bit. That could look like rolling around on the floor. That could look like punching pillows, whatever it is. But there's something about moving the body that brings you back to your natural essence in a way that talking about things just doesn't quite get there. There's something powerful about remembering who you are, but through feeling. That is like a direct route back to you. You can talk about who you are, and you can try and think your way back to who you are, but like that feeling just gets you there. You're like, oh yes, like this is me. And so, yeah, it's just something really beautiful that we all have with us every single day to use. Like, our bodies are here to move. And like, how incredible that we have this tool here. We don't need anything. We don't need any equipment. We don't need to go anywhere. Like, right here every day in front of us, we have a vehicle for our healing and for us to return back home to.
I love that description of embodiment and how we can use movement as a tool to come back home to ourselves. That's something that, you know, after any embodiment session that I've done and that I've led for my clients, like that's exactly what I hear is, oh, there I am. Like, this is who I really am, outside of all the noise in my mind, all of the stories that my mind likes to tell me, all the fears, all the judgment, all of whatever goes on up here, and who you are, like your soul lives in your body. And so when we can get out of the mind, move the energy, clear the blocks, and like you said, it's so different to do it through movement than it is through talking. And I believe that specifically for women, that embodiment is a very necessary tool and pathway for healing, because it feels like such an intuitive healing path for women, just because we're women. I don't know how to explain it any other way. Like, yes, the mindset work is important, and I think that's a really powerful tool, and we all have to have the foundations of mindset, but there is some like deeper wisdom that the body has and that we can access through movement, like you're talking about, that we just can't do through the mind.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I've just seen it time and time again, because me bringing this into my work was quite a natural evolution, because I taught dance for quite a long time, way before I got into coaching. And so I remember first beginning to bring in, like, create a dance session that had more of like a healing element. And prior to that, I'd always thought like coaching is coaching. I have to be serious. I have to, you know, just talk. I have to, like, you know, coach how I'd been taught in my coaching certification. And that was it. And I began to, bring dance into workshops. And I just remember seeing the transformations of these women in front of my eyes, because they were in person workshops as well. And just being like, wow, there's no way I could have guided them through this transformation by talking to them about their limiting beliefs. There's no way. They needed to feel in their bodies the shame of being like called slutty. They needed to feel the fear of being seen in their body as a woman. They needed to see in the mirror this transformation when their hips started to move and they realized it was safe to move in that way. And they needed to feel the joy, the joy and the bliss that they experienced when they looked in the mirror and they walked across the room and they're like, shit, she's fucking hot, you know? Like, they needed to feel all of that. And I think it was just like the sessions that I would lead just reinforced time and time again how powerful this work was, that I started to bring it more into like my group programs and to workshops I held.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I really loved watching you bring in more embodiment into even your marketing and your messaging and the way that you share about your programs. And I feel like there's such a magnetism and aliveness because it's such an authentic extension of yourself. You know, you've talked about being a dancer for your whole life and that this is a way that you connect with your own essence and your own joy and aliveness. And so, yeah, it's been really beautiful to see you, like, weave that in and really make that even like a core part of how you share your work.
Thank you so much. It's super interesting. I always kind of laugh about dancing on Instagram because it's like the trendy thing to do now, you know? It's like it's like everyone's like dancing naked on Instagram, and there's part of me that's like, I'm just another fucking cliche, and there's the part of me that's like, but no, this is just me, how I show up anyway, you know? And so, like, both of those can be there. I can be another cliche, and at the same time, this is authentically me, and this is how I move off camera too. And so it's just natural for me to share that online. And there is something really beautiful about bringing it into your business and bringing it into your marketing, because it captures an energy that words alone can't quite reach. Like, you can write a post about being embodied, you can write a post about feeling radiant, you can write a post about being magnetic, versus actually someone feeling that from watching you move. It's like words can't quite reach that, you know? It's like a beautiful piece of art. You look at that, like that photo or that painting, whatever it is, and like so many words brought into your mind, even though there are no words written on that painting. And for me, dance is the same thing. It reminds us of our feelings. It captures energies and essences and moments in time that words don't, or like, we don't have the words, don't do it justice. So I think it's like a beautiful thing to play with and to have fun with when it comes to marketing in your business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like for me, you know, through dance, there's a different layer of expression, not just on Instagram or when I'm sharing a video, but when I'm moving through my own embodiment practice, like, there's different parts of me that come alive. And the embodiment training that I did and that I teach, the methodology, we use different feminine archetypes and different energies throughout each session. We use pleasure, power, and play. We use like the sensual siren, the warrior. We use the inner child, and we use these different archetypes. But within all of those, there's parts of us that we just don't touch, or we've forgotten about or suppressed, that I feel only come online when we disconnect from the mind and when we're so embodied. Like, I would find throughout my certification last year that I would like meet new parts of myself, and I was like, what part is that? Like, where is that coming from? Like, I didn't need, it was like this primal part or this playful part, that primal that I hadn't ever touched and playful that I had forgotten about, right? Mm-hmm. Or hadn't been connected to for so long. So yeah, I feel like dance is such a form of expression and of self-discovery. And yeah, I'm curious if there's any like blocks or things that you find like women are afraid to explore embodiment. Like, are there anything that you see that might be standing in the way for maybe women who are listening, who are like, oh, that sounds great for them and it sounds really powerful, but like, I don't even know where to start, or I'm afraid to try it. Like, what would you
totally,
like to share?
Yeah. All of the stories around how we're allowed to show our bodies or how we're allowed to move. And the simplest of experiences can create conditioning that blocks us from freedom of expression in our bodies, you know, can be as simple as being at school as a teenager and like maybe the music comes on and you move your hips and like it just feels good. And then some boys or girls or whoever in your year, like making fun of you for being a slut or whatever it is, just from like moving your body in a way that society deems as sexy. And that creates this imprint, this story of like, if I move in this way, I'm going to be shamed for it. And so over time we find that our body kind of locks, and lots of people are like, why don't my hips move? Or why are my hips tight? Or like, why am I holding on to so, like, why is there so much resistance here? It's like, yeah, our hips are often closed, are often tight because we've been holding on to a lot of conditioning around what's safe for us. And so that's, I think, a massive one. All of the stories that we've picked up along the way that have told us how we can and can't be in our bodies. And so this practice of slowly returning back to our freedom, to our liberation, is a really empowering one, because it's like our bodies remember, like, this is actually how I want to move. Like, this is actually how my hips move naturally before I told myself that wasn't okay. You know, it's like there is so much sexualization of the woman's body or of moving hips or of like, what is sexy dancing anyway? You know, why does moving your hips have to have anything to do with like being sexual? Mm-hmm. Hips just want to move in circles. It's actually just what feels good. And so when you think about it like that, and when you remove all of the stories, and it comes back to like, how does my body actually just want to move? And what way of movement actually just feels free and liberating for me? Like, that's where the true empowerment comes, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that word freedom is definitely something that I think really resonates. And especially when, as women, we have performed certain ways or been operating in ways that are not authentic, then, you know, this permission to be in the body, to move your body in a way that feels good is super liberating and really freeing. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, there's one last piece I wanted to talk about today, and that's really about, you know, infusing pleasure into your business, because that's really your specialty and something that you really are a stand for, of infusing that pleasure and aliveness into every area of your life. And so, yeah, for women who are listening, who are business owners or who are wanting to start a business, and there's, you know, still, as you run a business, you have certain goals, you have certain accomplishments, you have your day-to-day work that you're doing, it can still be very easy to get stuck in the old paradigm of grinding and of working super hard. And so I'd love to hear a little bit about your philosophy of infusing pleasure into your business and how you feel that what are the results when women start to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been taught that to show up for business, we have to do this list of things we have to be often like super on the masculine energy side. We have to fill out, tick off all of these check boxes. We have to do these 10 steps to sell X amount of places in our programs or whatever. And I just found, for me personally, my friends, my clients, it felt so deeply restrictive and went against every single reason that we start these businesses in the first place. Like, most of us start our own business because we desire freedom. We desire joy in our lives. We desire pleasure in our lives. We want to feel good. We want to have the space to do what we want. And then people start their own businesses and they find that they've like put themselves back into the very box that they tried to break out of. And so I have my mastermind's called the Pleasure Rebel Mastermind. And the essence is exactly this. It's like letting go of all of the rules in business that have kept you chained down and breaking free of that and finding your own way of doing things, your own way of doing business that feels really, really good. For me, that is a way more sustainable way to run your business in like the long run. Because if you're solely focusing on how to do the things, and if you're solely looking at how other people are doing it, okay, I've got to do it this way, like, right, that's successful for her, I'm going to try and do this. If you're just following the rules all of the time, it's not going to feel good. Being an entrepreneur is actually really, really hard. And like, you're not going to stick at it for very long if it's not feeling good for you. So finding the way that feels good for you is like the most incredible pathway to success. And the beauty is it can shift and change as you grow, as your business grows. And something else that I do want to say, actually, as it relates to pleasure and feminine and bringing that into business, is like, for me, having a feminine led business isn't about resting all the time. It's not about never working hard. It's not about just like saying some affirmations and like hoping clients come that way. For me, it's actually the opposite. Like, I work really hard, but it's like the energy with which I bring to that hard work isn't one of push and grind. It's one of love and passion and devotion. I was talking about it with my mastermind ladies before this call. And like, I describe it as like being in this committed relationship with my business. And it's like, I'm there with my business, even in the hard times, like I'm committed, I'm devoted, I'm passionate about it. And that is also the energy of the feminine that's really, really beautiful to be in your business.
Yeah, so good. Yeah, the energy in which we do things, right? You could do the same task, whether that's writing a marketing email or whether that's writing a post or recording a podcast. And it can either be from that energy of the masculine of doing it because I said I was going to do it and because it's on the list and all of that, or it can be from that place of devotion and of connection and of service. Mm-hmm. And we're all human. We all fall into old patterns sometimes, but I think, you know, the tools that you're talking about and staying connected to our own pleasure practices, our own embodiment practices, then that can spill over into our businesses and our lives as well. So I love the approach that you take. And I think it, to me, it just makes sense. Like, it's like, duh, like, why would we do it any other way? You know? It's
totally.
Yeah. I mean, but we're in an industry, and I think any industry is going to have, you know, this is, and people are going to want the structure and the strategy and tell me how to do it and tell me exactly what to do. And then eventually you build a business that isn't as fulfilling or satisfying, or it doesn't even feel like you. Like, it's like, I chose this marketing language because I knew it would work, or I was taught to do it that way. But like, I've evolved and I've changed and I've grown, and I haven't quite evolved that message with me, or I felt stuck in that area of focus. Right. So yeah, so beautiful. I think this is really the direction that we're going, and a lot of women are craving that. So I love that you're offering that mastermind and teaching about ways of being in business, it feels like.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. All love. Well, thank you so much. I absolutely love this conversation. So many pieces of wisdom here. And for the listeners who want to find out more about you and continue following your work, what is the best place for them to find you?
Yeah, come find me on Instagram. I share lots on there. It's my name, savvy.care. My website, savvycare.com, has a free worthiness bundle. You'll be added to my mailing list if you're interested in that. I have a podcast as well. There's an episode with you on there. It's the Release Your Radiance podcast, so check that out. And what do I have coming up? I've got some spaces in my one-to-one mentorship opening up. My one-to-one mentorship is called Embodied Magnetism. So it really is all about bringing your unique magnetism into your business and how to really use that as a fuel for everything you do in your business. And I'm also going to be starting a training soon, especially for coaches, healers, leaders that want to bring in more embodiment tools into the work that they do. So if you're interested in any of those, then just drop me a DM and I'd love to chat.
Oh, so much goodness. Yes, go and follow Savvy, find out what she's up to. And thank you again for being here, Sab. So good to see you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thanks again for tuning in today. If you found value from this conversation, I invite you to take a screenshot and share it on Instagram. You can tag me at Amy Natalie Co. I always love hearing from you. Send me a message. Let me know your takeaways. Also, I have a beautiful free gift for you. If you have not already downloaded the Empowered Feminine Morning Ritual, it is a 20-minute audio guide for you to listen to in the morning to start your day feeling empowered and embodied. You can find the link for that recording in the show notes. And lastly, if you are a regular listener here and you enjoy this podcast, I invite you to leave a rating and a review. This is the best way to support this podcast in reaching more women around the world. To leave a rating and a review, you can scroll down on the podcast app, on Apple Podcasts, or on iTunes, and leave a quick review to share what you love most about this podcast and how it has impacted your life. Thanks again for being here, and we'll see you next Monday for another episode of The Feminine Frequency.